For the homily tonight, I'm going to need some help. So I'm going to ask any of the young people that want to come up and help me with the homily. If you guys can make your way up front, please. Come on up. Go ahead. Come on up. Any of the young people that want to be close and see what's going on? I've got the backpack here, so the school mass veterans, you know what might be in there. So go ahead and come on up. Have a seat on the ground. All right, so I feel like the AT&T guy. You know the guy who asked, he's got all those kids in front of him? So I got a question for you guys. Is it better to be the king or to be a slave? Who said slave? Why would you say slave? Why is being a slave better? It was a trick question. You thought it was a trick question. That's why you said slave. Because everybody wants to be a king, right? Why would you say king? Raise your hand if you said, look, I know why I'd say king. Why do you want to be king? So you can get whatever you want. That's a pretty good reason to be king. Any other reasons you want to be king?
Tell people what to do.
You can tell people what to do. What else? Why else did you want to be king?
Treat fairly.
To get treated fairly. That's a good answer. Yes? You can make all the rules. So what I thought we would do tonight is we play a little game. Let's play a game called If I Was the King. Okay, does anybody want to play? Yes, why don't you come up? First contestant. All right, well, you're not a king because you're a girl, but you can be a queen. All right, so here you go. Oops, gonna hold that up there. All right, so let's say you're the queen of the world. What would you do? You can do anything you want. What would you do? Oh, that's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Who would I tell you to do?
You would have him do whatever it is that you tell him to do. That's good. All right, have a seat. Anybody else want to play? Who wants to be king? Yes, sir? Let's say you're the king. Let's check out the king's crown. That's pretty cool, huh? What would you do? You were the king.
I would make everyone love God with all their heart.
That's a good answer. I would make everyone love God with all their heart. That's a pretty good answer. Anybody else want to be the king? Do whatever you want. Yes, sir. What would you do? You're the king. You can do anything you want to do. What would you do?
I would make I would make people do my homework.
You would make people do your homework for you. That's a pretty good thing. That's a pretty good way to be king. Come on up. You want to be the queen? You're the queen of the world. What would you do?
Keep all the gold.
Keep all the gold. So would you tell people to bring you gold or you would just keep it? Because that would be cool. First thing you could say, everybody bring me gold. And the second of all, don't touch my gold. That's pretty cool, huh? Anybody else want to play? I want to be king. Yes, ma'am. What would you do if you were the queen? What would you do?
I would be nice to everyone.
Ooh, tell everybody to be nice to each other. That's a good answer. Very good. All right, I'm going to play king for a minute. If I was the king, the Texans would not be 2-9. They would not lose at home to Jacksonville and only score 6 points. All right, so yes, I know. Thank you guys for having my back. So we played this little game tonight because we celebrate a king today who's among us. And what king is that? Yes, sir. Jesus. All right, now y'all were listening to the gospel, I hope. Some of you guys are looking like this. Some of you, you've read it before. What happens in the gospel? Jesus is the king, right? What happens in the gospel?
He talks to the two criminals, and one says, bring us down.
Okay, he talks to the two criminals. All right, so the one criminal says, ha, if you're the king, why don't you save yourself? Why don't you come down from the cross? What else is happening to Jesus? First part of the gospel. The soldiers and the people down below were looking at him saying, ha, you're a king? Ha, you're dying on the cross? Some king you are. So here's our king who's dying for our sake. He's dying for us and people are making fun of him. The other people that are hanging on the cross next to him, the people that are gathered there below, the soldiers are making fun of him. Everybody's making fun of a king. But is he the kind of king that we think of? Is he the kind of king that a lot of us were when we were the king?
No.
How is it different? Because a lot of us, when we said we were king, we were asking for what?
Things, and he's just asking for faith and hope.
That's right. We're asking for things. We're asking for things for ourselves. We're saying, I want somebody to do what I tell them. I want somebody to do all my homework for me. I want the Texans to be good. Right, but Jesus is a different kind of king because Jesus is the kind of king that says, I do this for you. I do this because I love you. I do this because you're special to me. I do this for you because I want you to have faith and I want you to have hope in me. And Jesus tells one of the criminals that's standing next to him something really important. The criminal says to him, Lord, hey, please remember me. Remember me when you die. And Jesus says, you will be with me where? Where? In heaven. You will be with me in my kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom that Jesus came to be a part of. That's the king that Jesus is, the king of heaven, the king of the world, the king of us, the king of our hearts. And that's why we come before him to worship him, to praise him, to give him glory. In the second reading today, we heard some beautiful images of Jesus our king. A reading from Colossians. Does anybody remember some of the images that we had about Jesus? He was the firstborn of all creation. He was in the image of the invisible God. He came to save us from our sins. He is the beginning and he's the end. He's all of those things for us. And so our Lord tells us that when we're afraid, when we're scared, when we're alone, we come to him because he's our king. Because he loves us, he'll be there for us. So what is Jesus the king of? I have a couple other things. You want to come up here? Are you ready? Did you? Okay, well, that's okay. You can go ahead. Reach in here. What's in there? What's in the bag? Jesus, the king of what?
The world.
The world. What is this? This is one of Father TJ's favorite props. What is that? What is it? Yes, ma'am?
It's a globe.
It's a globe of the earth. Does anybody know how many people live on the earth? Yes, sir?
Seven?
Yes, okay, good. 7 billion. Yeah, I thought you were going to say seven people. It's like, no, not quite. A little more than that. 7 billion people live on this earth. And Jesus is the king of all of them. And is that all that Jesus is the king of? Is just the 7 billion people on the earth? What else is he the king of? You want to come up here? Yes, sir, come up here. What else is Jesus the king of? What else do we have in here?
Heaven.
What's that? He's the king of heaven, too. That's right. And what else is he the king of?
Universe.
The universe. How'd you know it was a universe?
Because it looks like...
Because it looks like the universe. Do you know?
It looks like a bunch of silly aliens.
It looks like silly aliens, huh? Does it look like silly aliens to you? It looks like the Milky Way. It looks like all of the galaxies. You know where this is a picture of? This is a picture from the Hubble telescope, which is a telescope that's orbiting around the Earth, and it takes beautiful pictures of the galaxy. And if you're ever looking for really awesome, amazing pictures, you should Google Hubble telescope and see some of the pictures that it creates. Now, Jesus is the king not just of the world, not just of Earth, but of the entire universe, of all of the stars, of all of the suns, of all of the planets. If there's life on any of those other planets, Jesus is the king of those too. So my question to you, my friends, is that we know that Jesus is the king of the universe, but is he the king of your universe? Is he your king? A lot of us, if we were made king, we would do things that would be very selfish. That we're saying, oh, look, I'm going to do this for me because I want this or I need this. But Jesus came into the world to say, look, I'm doing this for you. He sacrifices. He's selfless and he asks us to do the same. And so, my friends, the challenge for us is that we need to make Jesus the center of our universe. Not putting our needs in front, but putting God's will first in our lives. And that's difficult. It's a tough thing for a lot of people to do because we live our lives thinking, I'm going to do what's best for me. But our Lord Jesus shows us by sacrificing the cross that he wants us to trust in him. He wants us to put him at the center of our universe. So as we gather together tonight to celebrate Eucharist, we invite the King of the universe into our hearts, and we ask him to help us put him in the center of everything that we do. All of our thoughts, all of our desires, and we place all of our needs, all of our troubles, all of our stress, we put that in our Lord's hands because he's the King. And he's a very, 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 very good king that loves us a lot.